Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This week we review The Lincoln Lawyer. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie. And well, Mr. Film, the movie we're reviewing today, the only movie, is Lincoln Lawyer, starring Matthew McConaughey as a defense lawyer in this legal thriller released by Lionsgate.
Lewis.
Yes, I'm Michael Holler.
Mr. Holler, this whole thing is a setup. I made a mistake with that woman, and she was setting me up.
Voice down. Well, the book was down.
Cops are saying he beat up the girl real bad and then went assault with a deadly weapon.
Are you sure there's not anything that you're not telling me?
Nothing.
McConaughey plays Mick, a criminal defense attorney with a shady background and some baggage, including an ex-wife who is a prosecutor for the DA, and they also have a daughter together. When Louis Roulet, the son of a rich family and played by Ryan Phillippe, is caught up in what at first appears to be a framing of sorts in a rape case to get at his money, McConaughey takes on the case. McConaughey at first believes the guy has been framed, but soon the facts start to raise some questions, and the seemingly shady lawyer is caught up in a pickle. Mr. Film, I love legal thrillers and legal dramas. We did a whole show on our favorite movies in this category last year, and anyone who shares my passion, I recommend you go back and check out that show. But Lincoln Lawyer doesn't really make the grade as a highly recommended legal-themed movie in my book, and it certainly is no The Firm, for example. Still, I think there's enough here to recommend the R-rated 2-hour movie to those looking for a decent, intellectual, and thrilling picture. What I love about movies that deal with the law is that most of the time, the conflicts are logically established, and the story must follow the legal and dramatic precedents it sets up in order to resolve them. Luckily, we do get that here. Sure, it takes a while to get off the ground. The first third is a bit too obvious at points, where you can really identify scenes that seemingly have nothing to do with the story, but you know will come back later and become important later on in the plotline. Which it does, which is good, you know. And so, anyway, by about halfway through, you might consider even giving up on the picture. I almost did. But if you stick with it, I think you'll find it rewarding. The acting here is generally adequate, though McConaughey is pretty much playing his shtick here. And I know you railed on shtick last show, Mr. Film, but this time...
I did.
I know, and this time, though, I think it serves its purpose. And Phillippe gets the job done as well. He's not spectacular either, but, you know, he's fine. The cinematography, though, is pretty bad, as it employs a shaky camera syndrome style, which I find excruciatingly annoying. Still, it's not as bad as other directors, such as Paul Greengrass, who is the worst offender of the shaky camera syndrome, so it's at least tolerable. But it does get in the way of enjoying the story. At least it did for me. On the whole, though, I'd have to recommend checking out The Lincoln Lawyer. The last third of the movie gets pretty good, and the resolution is pretty satisfying, if not a little predictable. So, Mr. Film, I'm going with a B.
Oh, Mr. Movie, I can't believe you didn't like this film better than you did. Now, I know that you probably looking more for a straightforward legal sort of picture, but I really like the twists and turns here, particularly how what looked like a pretty routine case turned into something a bit darker and dangerous. And while you thought McConaughey's acting was just part of his shtick, and I agree that his Texas twang was a bit put on in parts, I thought he did a pretty good job, at least compared to what he's been doing the last few years.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah. He was engaging, cagey, and intelligent. I like this character. I thought he was kind of an interesting shyster sort of lawyer. But, you know, I would want him in my corner. And it's just what we want from a legal is somebody who knows what he's doing and is not above bending the law to suit his own ends as long as he doesn't quite break it. And I thought it was really interesting how he always was playing these kind of games with the legal system, but it was always very clear that he couldn't do certain things because that would have been crossing the line. He would have lost his license and his ability to practice law. So I think that was an interesting conflict that they handled in a very breezy sort of way that didn't get us down in 15 minutes of explaining what the problem was. And I really also like the supporting characters. I liked William H. Macy, who plays his investigator.
Was good. Yeah.
And I think Marissa Tomei was great, too. I mean, it's nice to see that someone who's over 40 playing a reasonably, you know, the character she should be playing. McConaughey wasn't hooked up with a 22-year-old,
That's
but
true.
Someone who is more his age, and they have a kid, and they have an interesting history. I do the shaky camera stuff. That really didn't bother me that much. I mean, it did have a little bit of a 70s feel in terms of the visual style, but the shaky camera didn't bother me quite as much. I think Battle LA, which we reviewed a couple weeks ago, I thought that was even worse. And I like that picture, and I thought the
Yeah, but that's an action movie. Here we have sort of a straightforward legal thriller. I mean, it is a thriller too, but it's still kind of a legal drama. You don't expect that. And it's very jarring at the very beginning because there's really no reason for it. So, in an action picture like Battle LA, you kind of expect, okay, bombs are going off, the camera's going to be shaky. But here, there's really no reason for it.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to give it kind of the 70s sort of vibe, quite honestly. And while I liked all of the legal shenanigans in the picture, I wish we did have a little bit more of a backstory, such as why was McConaughey so shady? What exactly – I think he had some sort of a DUI, but what was the whole story with him being chauffeured around in his Lincoln? Who was the blonde woman who showed up from time to time? I think that was his assistant. I kind of wonder if her part got kind of cut down to the bone. I would have also liked a little bit more background on the Roulet family, the people that McConaughey is defending. This really could have played like one of those old film noir type pictures with the mystery of the characters more the central focus than the crime itself. That just serving as a way for the detective to get involved with the insanity of the rich, twisted family. But that's not what we have. Instead, we have a mostly intelligent legal thriller that was quite enjoyable to watch throughout the two-hour running time. The one thing I will disagree with you about is the ending. There's a twist at the end, which I won't give away, that was unnecessary and a little cheesy, and that sort of left a bad taste in my mouth, but didn't completely derail the film for me. And I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel or two if they have if they are just as fun and smart as this picture. And I that's saying a lot. So I really enjoyed this picture. I think that people should go out check it out. It's a thriller. It's got Conahay. It's got good acting. It's in L.A. It's a good picture. I'm giving it an A-.
Wow, that's pretty good, Mr. Phil.
Yeah.
I agree with you on the ending aspect of it. I think there were too many endings, actually. There were a number of points in the picture where I thought, oh, this is the end. I got to get up and leave. And no, there's like another 10 minutes, and then it happens. That happens a couple of times, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you know what I'm talking about. I think I don't want to give it away, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that 100 million times. I was like, oh, of course. So, and it was kind of stupid.
But I thought it was a little bit predictable, too. I mean,
But
that's fine.
Yeah, but for the most part, I do like how he resolves the primary story, how that's all resolved. Mm-hmm. I think that thought that was pretty pretty clever and pretty good shenanigans in terms of that. So yeah. I liked it. I liked it overall. And again, it's not a perfect film, but I liked it enough to give it an A- because it is enjoyable. It's intelligent. You're not groaning the whole time through. I thought it was and maybe I'm just getting worn down by all the bad pictures we've been seeing lately.
Well, that could be. And this is definitely a good departure. You know, I recommend seeing this in theaters if you have an appetite to go out to the theaters. You also mentioned the that there's really no explanation given for McConaughey driving around in this, Lincoln and whatnot. But I kind of like that. I like that aspect of it. Like, that's just kind of part of who he is or his character. And you could fill in the backstory if you wanted, but it really has nothing to do with what's going on. But it still adds character and doesn't really take away from the movie. This is also based on a novel, so I'm sure there's a lot more behind the whole story and everything.
I kind of got a sense that there were parts that they probably pared away. You could kind of get little hints of things that they may have pared away a little bit. But I think people who are Michael Connelly fans, he wrote the novel, having not read the novel, but having a sense of, having seen this picture, I think they'll enjoy this. I think any mystery lover, any people who like Perry Mason or Matlock, etc., will like this picture as well. So I think this has a really good broad sort of audience appeal, and I hope people go out and see it. There actually are now a few good pictures out there. We've reviewed a few of them, a couple we haven't, but I think there's some pretty good pictures out there right now, so this is a good time to be going out to the theater.
All right.
Well, that's it for this show. If you have a comment or a question, you can call our comment line at 818-581-2010 or send us an email at mail@moviefilmshow.com.
And join us for next week. We'll be reviewing Sucker Punch, the latest from the mind of Zack Snyder, who brought us Watchmen and Dawn of the Dead.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one.
Sounds good, Mr. Film.
Sounds good, Mr. Movie. I'll see you next show.
I'll see you, Mr. Film. And as always, please visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. All right, we forgot to mention that.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to see? I don't really see anything else on the calendar worth looking at, but...
What else was out there?
I mean, Diary of a Wimpy Kid returns.
No. I'll kill you if you make me watch that.
Shaky camera syndrome.